Hey everybody, we've come to the conclusion of our saying goodbye to the old life. And what I want us to talk about today is what we put in place of the things that we've gotten rid of. You know, there are all kinds of people in the world that we live in. Some are pleasant, some are kind, easy to get along with. Then there are others who are very difficult to get along with. We have looked at several things as a Christian that we need to say goodbye to. Now let's figure out, okay, let's replace those things. Now, I also need to tell you this morning, today, if you hear a bunch of thumping and tapping, we're having the roof redone. So, you know, there's all kinds of noise going on around here. So hopefully that doesn't interrupt us too much. But Paul gives us a survival message, a solution, three ingredients in dealing with others in general that we need to put on as Christians. They're found in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Let's take a brief look at these, and then we're going to focus mainly on the third one, the idea of forgiveness today. Be kind to one another. Kindness is almost a lost art today, isn't it? So many people are rude, self-centered, worried about themselves, don't care anything about anybody else. But as a Christian, if we're going to stand out, we're going to have to be different. We're going to have to be kind. We're going to have to be gentle with people, friendly with people. Secondly, he says, be compassionate to one another. Compassion means that our feelings become a part of our life, and we begin to share and understand what we feel. Compassion means we're motivated not just to feel sorry for somebody, but to do something about it. And then the third one that we're going to look at today mostly is forgiving one another. And I don't believe this is an accident that Paul put this as number three. We really can't forgive somebody until we've learned to be kind, until we have become compassionate, until we understand what is going on inside of them. Now, if you were to rate yourself, how would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on being forgiving? Few things are as practical as learning the grace of forgiveness. Not too long ago on a TV station, a secular humanist and novelist said, "What I envy most about you Christians is your forgiveness. I have nobody to forgive me." One of the greatest blessings we have as faithful people of God is the capability to forgive. The practice of forgiveness is our most important contribution to the healing of the world, according to Marianne Williamson. But forgiving is not easy. It takes a great deal of strength, maturity, and courage to forgive. Everyone thinks forgiveness is a great idea until he has something to forgive, according to C.S. Lewis. Yet, if I want to be a recipient of forgiveness. In other words, if I want people to forgive me, I must learn to forgive others. That's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. As we forgive others, asking God to forgive us, we must imitate his actions and forgive others. Won't forgive us if we don't forgive others. We can never expect to receive what we're unwilling to give. We need to really think about that and think, who is the real loser in that scenario? So, are we always good at forgiving? We sometimes extend less than what we should and call it forgiveness. Conditional: I'll forgive you if. Probational: I'll continue to bring up whatever it is you offended me with. I'll bring it up over and over and over again. Partial: I'll forgive, but I'll never forget. Is forgetting conditional for forgiving? Does God forget? He puts those things out of his sight. He says he remembers them no more. That doesn't mean he can't remember them, but he doesn't hold them to our account. And sometimes we say, we use the excuse of delayed. Well, I'll get to it in time. I'll forgive you eventually. When we refuse to forgive as God wishes, we begin a downward spiral that takes us away from God to a life of resentment, hatred, revenge, and bitterness. Are we offended by words, slander, gossip, etc.? Are you sinned against by actions, cheated on, robbed, etc.? Well, let's stop there for today And let's pick up next time with some practical suggestions for forgiveness. And then I want us to look at a couple of examples of how forgiving God is and how we need to learn to be more forgiving. Thanks for being here today. Hope you have a great day.